take it to the top, to the top, not the bottom of the top, top talent.
Welcome to Top Talent, the fascinating podcast about incredible talent with your host, former radio personality and resident rhymer Richie Phillips. And now, without further blabbing from me, your virtual announcer, who really doesn't exist in the flesh, as if you couldn't guess. Coming to you direct from his basement next to the hot water heater, here's Richie.
Okay, here we are with my podcast here, Top Talent. I'm with Kareen Nissim. And she is in Florida right now, and I'm calling from Albany, New York. It's great to have you on.
I'm happy to be on. Thank you for inviting me.
This is an invention of yours, which I think is brilliant, and I'm going to let you talk about it.
Thank you, Richie. So, you know, it's a shirt and a mask combined. It's a mask built into the shirt, and that's where the name came from, Schmask.
Love it.
And frankly, you know, when this pandemic started, I have three young children and I was brought with worry every single night.
Sure.
And really upset about the idea that my kids would need to be wearing masks.
Yep.
Many months later, I'm a little bit, you know, the behavior is more normalized, especially in environments where it's required. But I didn't like the way it made me feel, and I set out to make a softer solution that eliminated some of the stress in mask wearing for a family like mine. We are on the go a lot. There's no helping that. You know, we've had renovation in our home because of a burst pipe.
Oh.
Between quarantining kids and Zoom, and then, you know, opening up a little bit to play dates and a little bit of, you know, errand running. I think mask wearing is our new normal. And
sure.
I can't say that I love it, but I can say that while wearing the schmask, it is so much easier.
Oh, yeah.
So much so that before I even made a proper adult schmask, I had a woman's prototype and my father stole it and decided that that was the shirt that he was going to wear every single day.
I love it.
And every time my mom said to me, you know, we have to wash it every single day because he just wants to wear the same shirt over and over again. Because it just makes his life easier. And for us, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've wanted to wear something special just to, you know, not be in my pajamas for 2 seconds and I have to run back in the house and grab a mask. And imagine that with three little kids. It's a challenge for sure.
Sure.
So it being combined really helps. It's also the fact that it's two layers over the face area. So it's CDC compliant in the sense that it has two layers. Tightly woven fabric, which happens to be luxe and natural and so super duper soft. And it also has adjustable ear loops, so it creates this really taut feel in the face area. I worked so hard to create contouring around the eyes and the nose and the ears to make sure that it could fit a lot of different kinds of faces and also be really adjustable and comfortable. And frankly, you know, the genesis of the idea was to create something that was so soft and so effortless that even a toddler or a finicky child would be comfortable wearing it and
right.
kind of feel cool doing it. You know, they feel like a little ninja superhero.
So in your head, you were thinking that this is completely for children. Did it come to you later through your father that you could sell these to adults, or were you thinking the big picture that you're going to sell this to everybody?
Well, you know, the reality is it did exist for adults. I mean, oftentimes used by, you know, construction workers or fishermen. And it, so it never occurred to me that the problem was with adults. But
yeah.
then I realized, you know, we were on the Today Show.
Oh, really? Oh.
We, Hoda's quote was something like, "I am so into this," basically said that it is the most 2020 piece of clothing. And let me tell you something, they flew off the shelf that day.
Sure, that's all you
sold
need.
So many. Mm. And I created an option to pre-order an adult size mask with a bunch of different sizes. And I must have sold over 1,000 in a day. So it really opened my eyes to this is a need for everybody. But more than it just being a need, you know, there's a reason for it to be stylish and comfortable and come in different sizing and different colors so that it can really suit a lot of different people. And if anything, it's shown me that the need is almost greater in the adults, particularly men. You know, women are very fashion conscious, so I do believe my schmask is stylish. I like the way it looks when it's up and when it's down. But, you know, the men, you know, they like a hassle-free life.
Right.
For them to wear a shirt that feels as soft as a pajama because that's the material that it's made of, really, really soft modal, is like a dream come true. It's a perfect layering piece. It's super-duper simple to pop up over your face when you need to and to bring down. And it looks cute.
You see people with all kinds of devices that they think are masks. You know, they'll take, I don't know. There's every conceivable thing when you walk down the street. You look at somebody and you go, that's not protecting you. And I see how you really put some thought into it. Did you actually have to go through permission from the CDC or whatever to call it a bona fide mask that for COVID?
Yeah, the CDC puts out guidelines and recommendations, uh-huh. Right? So, you know, in the beginning, they were telling everybody, hey, don't buy the N95. The medical professionals need those.
Right.
And, you know, in the beginning, people started to make masks out of their shirts, right?
Right.
They would use handkerchiefs. They would do everything. Now, there's no shortage of every single mask concoction under the sun.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
I'm proud to say that we are the only ones doing what we're doing, which is it built into the shirt with adjustability and double layers of protection. But, you know, I'll say that we also really took into consideration what the CDC guidelines are.
Yeah.
And again, this is not for medical use.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
So I would never tell anybody in a highly infectious environment that the schmask is as good as their medical grade mask. It's not what it's for.
Right.
The schmask is created as a softer alternative to a standalone mask in everyday use.
And convenience.
And
right.
Convenient, and frankly, I would argue more hygienic because it's washed every day. It cannot be worn backwards, which to me is such a pet peeve when my kids put on a regular mask backwards because they don't know, you know what I mean? And then it's like all the germs that they've been filtering out is just going right into their mouth.
Right.
And frankly, people play with it a lot more when it's its own thing. So it ends up at the bottom of your purse or deep in your pocket.
Sure.
And let me tell you, people do not wash those things.
No, they,
don't. Do not wash them.
No, absolutely not. Now, how young?
But everybody washes their shirt.
That's right. Like we have a grandson who's a year and a half old. And I know they say that at 2 years old, you're supposed to start wearing masks. So do you have a schmask for that young? You wouldn't have something that young, would you?
Yes, we do.
Really?
We have it starting a size 2.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, we have kind of flexible sizing. The nice thing about the schmask is it's a unisex fit. And it's got a little bit of spandex in it, so it stretches. Mm-hmm. It has adjustability, so it can really be shaped towards every face. And, you know, we don't recommend it for below the age of 2.
Right.
For 2 and up, it is something that the kids seem to really like, and they don't mess with it as much.
Of course, a 2-year-old is going to lose it immediately if they didn't have it connected.
Oh, I mean,
this is ridiculous.
You don't know. I mean, these poor preschool teachers, it's now like a whole new job for them to hang every single mask, collect it, give it back to the kids. It's you know, flawed. The whole system is flawed.
Right. I think we saw on TV this. They were saying that my son picked up another kid's mask in class and said, I'll wear this one. They traded mm-hmm. masks, you know.
Oh my God, you have no idea how often that's happening.
Yeah. Now, how old are your kids?
So my youngest is 5 and my oldest is 8, and then I've got a 6-year-old in between.
I better let you go. You're too busy. You're way too busy.
Well, that's why I told you, 10 and 2. That's my sweet zone.
Yeah.
I don't have kids popping into the bedroom office, and I can actually think and form a sentence, usually.
Now, in Florida, Are they learning at home, or are the kids are still going to school?
Our school just opened up about a month ago, so they're in school, and there's a hybrid model where they're Zooming as well some of the time. And then if there's a positive case in anybody's class, then that class quarantines for about 2 weeks, which I think is pretty much the protocol at most of the schools around here.
I could easily see you walking on Shark Tank. I think they'd love it.
Yeah, well, that's the plan.
Oh, really?
I have some real sales in the next few months. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God, it's perfect. I could see Mr. Wonderful chiming in and loving it. I could see them all loving it. Oh, you get that on QVC with what's her name? Oh, my God.
What is her name?
Yeah. Oh, well, she's the one from QVC. She, like, runs the whole thing. The what?
Lori Grennan.
Right, yeah, right. Oh, that's all you would need would be her. So I guess my next question, but I think you answered it, is how are you promoting it? Well, you got on the Today Show. That you can't get much higher than that. And, of course, you're on this podcast, so that'll get you five
people.
Yeah,
so how many people am I getting, Richie?
right now, let's see, my mother. No. Well, I was on the radio here.
Hi, Mom.
I was on the radio for 30 years here on a radio station. Where I was on a country station, and country is huge in the Northeast. You wouldn't think it, but it is. And I did a morning show with another guy, so still have some people who chime into my Facebook page, so I'm going to blast this on there.
Well, that would be great. You
know, hopefully sell some.
We'll give them a coupon code, Richie20. Now, anybody who hears about it through you gets 20% off. How about that?
I was going to ask you, but that's fantastic. I love it.
Yeah, there you go. And we got to get you in your next mask.
Oh, my God. I'll buy one. Definitely want one. I know my wife's going to want one.
What's your color?
Let's see. Give me some choices. Blue. I like blue.
I have like a hunter green.
Oh.
A berry merlot. I have a lot of fun naming these colors. Good old fashioned black and an ivory white, and then we'll probably have a beautiful medium heather gray.
A good old fashioned black. Because I'm old and old fashioned. Good old fashioned black works for me.
Black is solid, so we're chic and black.
That's great. You know, going back to the way they have to contour, it's really, that must be a really tricky thing to get right. I haven't worn a mask yet, except we bought a couple online cheapo ones that do fit and are contoured, but a lot of them, you can feel when you breathe, it's going out the side, it's going out the top, it's fogging up your glasses. So that must have been a task to get that right.
You know, I'll say this. We probably went through 18 different versions.
Wow.
And, you know, in the beginning, I had my kids modeling each prototype, and I had my factory sending me every single sample and adjusting it by a millimeter here and an inch there. And it took a lot to get to a place that I'm comfortable and really excited about. Mm-hmm. And I feel, you know, what's amazing is, you know, you really have a lot of different kinds of faces. If somebody has a wide face versus a long nose, you know, it can really fit differently, but this really adapts. And with the adjustability of the strap, it's both comfortable and also, I'll be honest, I mean, I have a discriminating eye. I'm fashion conscious and I like the way it looks when it's not on and not up. You know, like when it drops down, the mask portion kind of looks like this cool, almost bandana cowl neck thing. And even the straps kind of look cute. So I think it's a fun look.
Now, what is your background? Were you in fashion, or are you?
No, I've always been fashion obsessed, but this is a whole new business for me. I am a filmmaker, actor, writer by training, and then I started a business with my husband. We co-founded a startup in the pet space called Dog Vacay. It was like Airbnb for dogs, and it merged with another company called Rover, so it's called Rover now. And it came out of the tech startup world unbelievably.
Interesting.
And now I'm in the schmata business, which is where I'm very happy to be.
But you don't have a schmask for animals yet? No.
Well, I would say I'm working on it, but that just seems cruel and unusual.
That's right. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on. Now, tell everybody your website. It must be schmask.com? No.
That's right. That's right. You got it. So shmask.com.
Mm-hmm. And on Facebook, you're on Facebook as well.
On Facebook, it's Schmask, X Kareen, K-A-R-I-N-E. And on Instagram, it's at the Schmask.
Terrific. Now, just to wrap this up, when I was on the radio, and I still do this once in a while, my nickname up here has always been Rhymin' Richie, because I took everything that's going on in the news and I would make a song about it. And then I got into some jingle writing, so I did jingle writing in this area. So I've been messing with your thing here. I'll throw some lyrics at you.
Okay, let's hear it.
So let's see. It's got a really funny name. Oh, wait a minute. It's got a really funny name that puts all the masks to shame. It's a schmask. It's a mask. It's a shirt. It really wouldn't hurt to get a schmask. It's really not expected that it always stays connected. It's a schmask. And then you said something.
I love it.
You said,
can you record it for me?
Yes, yes.
With and the bells and whistles on there?
Yes. And you said something about a strap. It's got a comfortable strap. And it really adapts. You just said something, so I wrote that down too, because I'm always looking for things that rhyme. It's a sickness. It's a sickness, Kareen.
I like it. If you can add in double layers and super soft.
Double layers, super soft, and it captures...
And the perfect Christmas and Hanukkah present.
Absolutely. It's
and buy three.
It's double layers, it's soft, and it captures your cough. No, that wouldn't work. No, I don't know about that. I'm working.
I don't know either. All right.
I'll do a little demo for you.
I would love it. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, you've got to have a schmask jingle. Come on.
And our slogan is shirt meets mask.
Shirt meets mask. It's a schmask. Oh, I can fit that in there.
Yes, there you go.
Shirt meets mask. It's a schmask.
You can't lose it, drop it, forget it at home because it's attached.
Oh, yeah. I had that in the beginning. Something you lose. Oh, it's something you should choose. It's something you can't lose or something like that. I don't know. I wrote that in the shower. Wear a schmask.
Top talent.
Yes, make sure you purchase a schmask. I will put all this information in the show notes as far as the contact information so you can order one. What a cool idea. And by the way, she is giving me that code, that coupon code where you can get 20% off. I'll show you how in the show notes. Your kids will love it. Adults will love it. And by the way, I have no, vested interest in this company at all. That was honest. I was on Facebook and the ad came up and I just thought it was a cool idea. So just letting you know that. That concludes this episode. Top Talent airs every two Tuesdays. And you can get it. Well, you've already gotten it if you're listening to it. But it is available on Apple Podcasts. It's available on Spotify. It's available on iHeart Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Please tell a friend. Please subscribe. I'd appreciate that. Make a comment. Share it. I want to keep this thing going as long as I possibly can. And if you know somebody with a talent, any kind of a talent, I would love to have them on the podcast. You can email me at richie1077@gmail.com. I'm also Richie Phillips on Facebook. You can get me there.
The top talent quote.
And here is your top talent quote. Talent is cheaper than table salt. What separates the talented individual from the successful one is a hell of a lot of hard work. And who said it? Stephen King. Think about it. Get to work. Show off your talent like this lady did. And that basically ends this one. Talk to you soon. Whoops. Forgot to do some shameless self-promotion. Every once in a while, I do a pop-up. Literally, I pop up on Facebook, unannounced, and do a pop-up piano bar, where I just take requests and play and try to entertain people who are stuck inside and, you know, we're doing anything we possibly can to get through this. So please look out for that. You just never know when it's going
to
pop up.
Take it to the top, not the bottom of the top, top talent.